The British pound plunges to its lowest level against the U.S. dollar since 1792. That's the year the greenback was first introduced. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. At its lowest ever level in early trading this morning, £1 bought $1.03. It's since rebounded slightly to $1.07, but the moves have heightened fears about the stability of the British economy. The sharp sell-off was sparked on Friday after the newly appointed finance minister, Kwasi Kwarteng, announced the biggest set of tax cuts in 50 years. Despite the violent market reaction, there's no sign the government will reverse course. The chief secretary to the Treasury told the BBC the department is, quote, sticking to the plan. Jane Foley, currency strategist at Rabobank, then says more declines for the currency could well be in the cards.
Sterling is certainly still a very vulnerable currency. Now, we have seen a little bit of recovery on the sterling dollar exchange rate this morning, but that's because the market is now expecting that the Bank of England will be forced to take very strong defensive action. Now, that could be possibly FX intervention, but perhaps more likely an interest rate hike. Now, we saw an interest rate hike just last week, but now the market is speculating that in order to defend the pound, the Bank of England could announce a huge policy hike at the next meeting in November, or perhaps even come in with an inter-meeting hike, even today, or certainly perhaps in the next few days instead.
I mean, and that is sort of an extraordinary situation, isn't it? Because we have the government on one hand sort of stepping on the fiscal accelerator while we have the Bank of England, the central bank, trying to slow things down, trying to cool this near 40-year high in inflation. I mean, how much more difficult does the government's desire to stick to its plans, how much more difficult does that make the Bank of England's job?
It's extraordinarily difficult. I mean, monetary policy is working right now, not just in the UK, but of course in the US and around the world, by hiking interest rates, trying to take some of that demand out of the system to cool down inflation. And yet in the UK, we have a government that's announced tax cuts that will put demand back in the system. So you could argue quite clearly that the Bank of England and the UK government are working in opposing ways. And if the Bank of England wins this, so that if we have demand taken out and inflation cooling, well, what we're going to end up with is a very high level of interest rates in the UK, meaning that we'll have overridden the demand that the Chancellor is putting back. And or perhaps we've got to show for it, apart from these high interest rates, would be a legacy of even more national debt.
Now, the point of the government's plans that it announced on Friday was to help businesses and individuals dealing with the rising cost of living here in the UK. But Namisha Raja, she owns a company that makes fruit chips, says that the pound's declines are putting her in a difficult position.
It's really worrying. We import over 500 ton of citrus fruit every year for our ever-growing range of cocktail garnishes that we do. And so the drop in sterling is certainly going to work against us. I'm just hoping it's not a long-lasting thing and something's going to happen quite soon. But no, absolutely, huge, huge difference to the business.
Jane, do these currency moves put more pressure on businesses that are really already struggling, especially those that rely on imports?
Well, that's exactly right. We do, of course, import an awful lot of our energy. So from that point of view, even an exporter who would ordinarily benefit from a weaker pound is likely to be hit by an increase in energy prices at some point through its production.
Jane Foley, head of currency strategy at Rabobank. Thanks for breaking all this down for us.
It's a pleasure.
Well, worries about emergency action from the UK central bank have sent government borrowing costs soaring. Short-term two-year bond yields, which move in the opposite direction of prices, are up to 4.3%. That is the highest level since the start of the 2008 financial crisis. Checking some other numbers now, the euro touched a fresh 20-year low against the dollar. That is on concerns about the risk of recession as winter approaches, with no sign of an end to the energy crisis or the war in Ukraine. To Italy now, which is on track for its first far-right-led government since World War II. Giorgia Meloni is due to be the first woman to serve as prime minister, taking over from former European Central Bank governor Mario Draghi, whose coalition fell apart this summer. On the campaign trail, Ms. Meloni promised tax cuts, stricter immigration policies, and a move to scrap a social welfare payment for those below the poverty line, replacing it with a measure to help those out of work. Lorenzo Cordogno is founder and chief economist at LC Macro Advisors. He explains explains how the new government's priorities could affect Europe's third largest economy.
There is a huge pressure to address the cost of living crisis, and that will be the top priority of the new government. While on taxation, it will take a while and probably will be spread over the five-year term.
Now, Giorgia Meloni said she wants to revisit reforms that Italy has already agreed with the EU in return for hundreds of billions of dollars in COVID recovery funding. In the past, she said she wants to take Italy out of the common euro currency. Will that rhetoric be concerning for the European Union, do you think?
Well, first of all, I think that if you have a country that is receiving such a huge amount of money, both in terms of grants and loans, it would be very difficult to deviate from the policies that are required to receive the money. Keep in mind that Meloni was in opposition when Draghi agreed with the Commission the program. So she needs to make sure that it is perceived to be the program of the new government. On the stance towards Europe, I don't think that the current coalition has any intention to leave the euro, not tomorrow, not in the long-term future. Having said that, the positioning of Italy within Europe will inevitably change. Keep in mind that Brothers of Italy is together with Law and Justice in Poland to form the conservative and reformist party in the European Parliament, while Salvini is together with Orban and Hungary. So these two parties that form basically the backbone of the new government coalition are together with parties that have been sidelined a bit on the main policy initiatives in Europe. So Italy will be at the fringe of Europe from now on. And unless we see a clear move by Meloni towards the European Popular Party, the positioning of Italy in Europe will change. And this will have huge implications, I would say, for policymaking in Europe.
Lorenzo Cordonia, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We'll stay with Marketplace for all the latest on the currency moves today. For now in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.